Welcome to episode 573 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Yesterday, we wrapped up our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. In the notes page for this podcast or on our website, you will find a link to a print resource on that topic that you can download for continued study. We encourage you to check it out and to share it with others. Today we pause before we start our next series, which will be exploring people in the Bible, both general categories of people and specific Bible characters. Today's topic, wait on the Lord. Waiting in line has been called a timeless form of torture. In the U.S. alone, Americans spend roughly 37 billion hours each year waiting in line. And wait times have gotten longer as the world continues to struggle to restart life that was disrupted by the pandemic. Yet people are becoming far less patient than before. A 2015 Microsoft study found that the average human attention span clocked in at 8 seconds, a full second shorter than that of a goldfish. Technology is teaching us to expect instant gratification, but the physical world rarely works that way. Researchers have found that waiting most commonly elicits feelings of apathy, boredom, annoyance, or frustration. In his essay on the English people, George Orwell remarked that any foreign observer would be struck by their orderly behavior and, in particular, the willingness to form queues. This stereotype was reinforced in 2022 when massive queues were formed by people hoping to see the body of Queen Elizabeth lying in state. Orwell wasn't wrong. There is something to the British reputation as queue-tolerant, which some date back to the Industrial Revolution, and others to wartime rationing. Proper queuing is so synonymous with common decency in that country that when the UK set up its first citizenship test in 2010, how to form a good queue was on it. When former Prime Minister Boris Johnson wanted to defend his policy of sending refugees to Rwanda, he accused male refugees of paying people smugglers to queue jump. Yet even the British get frustrated by long lines for airport security, or the crush of rush hour traffic, or the wait time for delivery of certain goods and services. In the Psalms, Proverbs, and many other books of the Bible, we find commands to wait on the Lord, like this one in Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Most modern translations use the phrase, wait for the Lord. To those reading this text in English, the idea of waiting on the Lord might seem like a passive exercise, but a closer study reveals that it is nothing of the sort. Patient, confident trust in the Lord is the central idea of the exhortation to wait. The entire Psalm 27 is a prayer to God for help. It beautifully illustrates the meaning of waiting on the Lord. Throughout the Psalm's eloquent lines, David expresses authentic faith and courageous trust in God, based on his confident expectation that the Lord will rescue and save him in his time of trouble. First, we see that we can wait on the Lord by trusting in him. David expressed great confidence in the Lord, who was his light, salvation, and stronghold. This kind of dynamic trust dispels fear and despair. Psalm 27, verses 2 to 3. When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. We can wait on the Lord by seeking him. David conveyed his trust in the Lord by longing to be with him, to commune in God's presence, and worship in his temple. Verse 4, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. In God's dwelling place, praising and worshiping the Lord, David felt safe and secure. Verses 5 to 6, For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. We can wait on the Lord through prayer, as David did, in eager expectation of deliverance. David asked God for wisdom, direction, and protection, wholly believing, as he says in verse 13, that he would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Those who wait on the Lord can fully expect him to fulfill their hope. Psalm 25, verse 3, indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. Waiting on the Lord involves the confident expectation of a positive result in which we place a great hope. This expectation is based on knowledge of and trust in God. Those who do not know the Lord will not wait on him, neither will those who fail to trust him. We must be confident of who God is and what he is capable of doing. Those who wait on the Lord do not lose heart in their prayers. 1 John 5, verse 14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Waiting on the Lord by trusting, seeking, and praying establishes our faith and brings serenity and stability. Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. As this passage affirms, waiting on the Lord is also a testimony to others who will see our faith and as a result put their own trust in God. Waiting on the Lord brings God's blessings. Isaiah 64, verse 4, since ancient times no one has heard, nor ear has perceived, nor eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Sometimes we might feel as though the Lord does not see or hear us, that he's not answering our prayers. During these moments, we can put our complete faith and trust in the living God. We can wait on the Lord in eager anticipation, knowing that he is with us and in control of our lives. He will do what he has promised. He will rescue and save us. He's always working for our good, even when we don't feel him. Through patient, courageous, active trusting, seeking, and prayer, we can learn to wait. Isaiah 40, verse 31, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The words translated hope in the Lord appear in other versions as wait for and wait upon. Why is hoping and trusting synonymous with waiting? So often we wonder why we are so tired or overwhelmed by situations. We wonder why the little annoyances may get to us, or why it is hard to face the challenges of the day. Perhaps we charge into situations, tackle problems, or respond to circumstances in our own time. Perhaps if we were just a little more patient and allowed God to be God, we would find ourselves soaring far more than we do. Waiting on the Lord for renewed strength is often difficult. In the midst of hardships, the concept of soaring above them can seem impossible. With God's help, it is. He reminds us, though, that all birds, even eagles, must learn to fly. Heavenly Father, thank you for the arms of your Son stretched out on the cross that serve as the wings that can lift us above any challenge, any calamity, any circumstance. Give us the faith to wait on your timing and not to charge into the fray ahead of you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.